Hi there, my name's David. So we're here from Texo Drone Survey Inspection. This is our first year at the event, so we're trying to make a big impression. The ordinary drones that you might have seen in the papers or that you might have had as a hobby don't really feature here, I'm afraid. So if you want to come round and have a look, but you're more than welcome. We've got a drone simulator for those who may have flown before or want to actually try, you can give it a go. But we've also got a lot of our hardware on display, including our latest groundbreaking laser scanner drone, which is quite impressive. It's getting a lot of real interest here.
So do you like use it for oil?
Yeah, it's used for oil and gas, but one of the beauties of the drone industry is the technology lends itself so well to other sectors. So we work in agriculture, civil engineering, renewables, you name it. If it needs to be inspected or surveyed visually or with a laser scanner or thermal technology, we can do all of that.
Can these guys go like underwater deep into the...
Sadly not. That's a different sector altogether, the ROVs. So at the moment we're all air-based at the moment.
Okay, what types of things would you be like panning around?
Okay, so certainly for oil and gas, it's particularly going to be offshore structures, drilling rigs, vessels. We also do internal inspections as well, so we've got a fairly amazing bit of technology here, the size of a football, which can be flown inside of containers without the pilot actually being present even. So it's visual inspections and thermal imagery to give clients what they need in respect of potential damage or future failure.
Okay, question, because obviously potential damage to the drone. Mm. Do you need a license to drive it?
You most certainly do. You most certainly do. So in the UK, we're governed by the Civil Aviation Authority, and the Civil Aviation Authority insist on anyone who wants to be a commercial drone pilot at any level, even a hobbyist who wants to charge for their services, they have to have what's called a Permission for Commercial Operations, PFCO. Now, without that, you're not allowed to charge for your services at all. So all of our pilots obviously have that certification, and we do as a company. But it's a very different thing from entry-level commercial flying of a 800 pound drone to some of the equipment that we've got here today, which costs over $500,000.
Whoa.
So it's a special kind of pilots that we're looking for at Texo.
Yeah. So are you a pilot yourself?
I'm a pilot myself. Yeah. I'm responsible for the compliance and the pilot teams, but we've got some real specialist skills in the company. Including James, who's here today, who's been test flying our latest LiDAR rig, which is just under 20 kilos and needs a special kind of skill to operate in harsh offshore environments.
Incredible. Thank you, David.
You're welcome. Thank you.